Hello everyone, welcome to the third episode of the Magic Within podcast. This is Deepika and I'm gonna share a few things about spirituality with you all. So I was just doing a few chores today, one or the other thing, doing laundry, folding things and you know, keeping them back in the wardrobe, all of that. And then a thought popped into my head all of a sudden, out of nowhere. And I was thinking that what do my spirit guides and angels want me to know? If they want to tell me something, if they want to convey something to me, what would they tell me right now? And I was not actually thinking too much on it. This question just came and popped into my head out of nowhere, and then suddenly I was channeling a message from my spirit guides, and the message was so profound. I just felt like sharing with you all because I feel that many of you may go through days when you are questioning where you are at right now, what you are doing. Is this your path? Is this the right thing that you're doing? I mean, you know, I go through it all the time, that am I at the right place? If I'm pursuing this career, is it right for me? Is it meant for me? Or am I just being a fraud? Or, you know, I don't even deserve it and I'm still into it. And you know, I don't know. There has been times when I second guess myself big way, and then I start stressing about things, that how things are gonna go and how things are going to grow and what's the future in it. What if I am doing tarot this year, but by next year something changes and people don't need tarot anymore, or maybe this is a temporary career, and things like that. So if you are going through such thoughts for wherever you are at right now in your life, can be career, can be love, can be anything, what I received as a message from my spirit guides was that there is no mistake in the universe. If you have been placed and planted somewhere and you have stayed here for a while, so that you are there for a reason. It's not by fluke that you are here. You're staying here, you're growing here. So you need to believe in that. And you can't keep second guessing yourself all the time, vibrating low all the time and creating blockages on your own. You need to believe that if you're here, you are meant to be in this path. This is your path, and you need to let go of all the fear of future and just relish what you are doing. If you're enjoying every single day, every single moment of what you're doing, if you are making sure that what service I'm providing someone, I'm giving my best. If I'm in a relationship with someone, I'm doing my best. You are supposed to be here at this moment. If you're still in love with what you do, don't worry about future, don't worry about what's next to come. If you're still here, you are meant to be here. Your roots are deep-seated into the ground and you are supposed to grow. And what makes you grow are your thoughts and your good energies and your and the fun factor that you put into what you're doing all the time. So don't give up, don't stop, don't let yourself go into the loop of what things are gonna come next. Just keep doing your good thing with your good energies every single day and let the universe do its own job. When the time comes for a change, if there is one, you will go somewhere else. And that also will not be a mistake. And this is a mistake. So start accepting where you are and let universe play its role. So yeah, I mean, I got this profound message from the universe, from my spirit guides today, and I was like, boom, wow, okay, you know, I have to believe in myself more. And I'm not saying that I have to keep doing it even if I start hating what I'm doing. The thing is that if I feel nourished every single day, I feel good about what I'm doing every single day, I am at the right place. If I'm happy, if my body is producing a positive vibration because of what I am doing, what I am indulging in every single day, it is the right path. The wrong path is when you start, you know, your body starts telling you that there's something wrong. You know, you need to turn around, take a U-turn and go somewhere else. And your body will tell. Your body will vibrate in that particular direction. You know, you'll start feeling tired. You'll start feeling burnout. You'll start losing interest. You'll start hating what you're doing. And it happened with me. I was working with a corporate wherein I was getting paid well. And I was doing my tarot work as well at the same time. And the growth was phenomenal in both areas. And, you know, I noticed that whenever the time comes for tarot readings, I'm at on top of it, every single thing. And I'm really looking forward to, you know, finish my readings, do my thing, you know, put posts on my page, all of that. But when the time came for me to work in my corporate job, that was also a work from home job, so it was quite easy, you know, sitting in your house and doing the thing for 7 to 8 hours and then getting paid very well. But whenever the job timings, you know, they started the job timings, I used to feel tired, sleepy, cranky. Every few days, I used to have a big meltdown. I used to curse the colleagues and my manager for no good reason. I was tired of that job. My body was giving me signals again and again. I was getting cold, flus. I was getting sick. I was feeling vulnerable. My mental health was going for a toss. So I listened to my body and I left it. And now I think that, you know, I always knew, my body always knew that that was not my thing to do. Though it was not a bad job, it was a good MNC. The culture was great, amazing, and the work was good. There was nothing wrong in it. But my body responded in a different way. Not what I wanted to do. Not what I wanted to feel. So whenever you have those moments when you're feeling that I don't know if this is the right path or not, you know, first thing, you check how your body is feeling about it. What is the pattern your body is going through? How is your mental and emotional health? How your body is feeling? Are you feeling tired? Are you feeling sleepy, demotivated, bored, cranky? That's your signal. That's your big signal out there. And if you feel energized, you feel accomplished after your work, that's it. You know, you don't have to care about what happens in future. You just have to be here, feel nourished and grow where you are, because you are here for a reason. If you are here and happy, there is something behind it. And there is no mistake by the universe. I think I should get back to my work now. I was just cleaning up and then picked up my phone randomly, and I thought, just let me share this thing with everyone who listens to me. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast. Bye-bye.